Hi, and welcome to In the Real, a podcast for women by women, where we'll be talking about the hard, funny, and random things of life in any walk of life. So come have a seat at the table as we get in the real. Hey, and welcome back to In the Real. I'm Dina.
This is Marcia.
Hey.
This is Heather.
Hey.
We got Albus. And that is it.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all we got. And I got a new tattoo.
Woo!
Yes.
Woohoo!
It hurts so freaking bad.
It's all cute, though.
I'm glad you guys like
it's
it.
It's so cute.
I'm telling you, I'm literally second-guessing life right now after Gabriel's like, that's a lot of color, Mom.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
But that's what those are supposed to be.
But watercolor tattoos
right.
are supposed to
have
color.
Color.
It's like I think it's look like a garden. And then just kind of with your theme of your family, it's
yes.
like they're in the sweet garden. So
just,
it works.
I am in a lot of pain. And I get to hang out with a bunch of kids tomorrow.
You're moving quite a bit to be in a lot of pain.
You
I
know,
wouldn't even have a jacket on if that was me.
I am, you know how, okay, so you go to the gym and then you're sore. And then they say in order for the soreness to kind of go away, you got to
okay.
move. That is my theory
okay.
right now. I'm just, and it's probably, Heather is our tattoo
mm-hmm,
queen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It hurts. It's the most intense sunburn feeling, but it was like, and I was telling y'all upstairs, I had probably about 40 minutes or so left, and I was like, I'm tapping out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is just, I am hamburger meat at this
so
point.
So that was with the color, adding the color?
Yeah, he got into the greens and the blues, which you see where it dropped on my finger a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but, and I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, we still got... The whites, because the white is, they have to pound it in.
Ooh,
like
yeah.
Putting in white in your tattoos
mm-hmm.
actually is more intense.
Very hard. Yep.
Than probably any other color, even the dark lines.
Really?
And so he's like, all right. And he goes, you know what? Let's maybe, and I said, can I go use the restroom real quick? Because my whole body was shivering.
Mm.
You guys saw me. I had the pillow. I had my blanket. Luke sent the picture to Gabri, and she's like, I did not realize that bringing your own bed stuff was even an option. And the cool thing was, is the other two tattoo artists that were in there, because there's only three. It's a really small shop, but they're one of the guy that tattoos us is a Christian guy,
mm-hmm.
spirit-filled.
Yeah.
And it was each one of them were tattooing females.
Oh.
So it was like three of us in there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
girls'
what?
Day at
it
the
was like
tattoo
a
girls' spot.
Day, at this, and all I kept thinking was, "Where is Marcia and Heather? Why are we all getting tattoos right now? Like, this is cool.
We really should just get in the real.
I think we should get it somewhere.
I don't, you know, I know
Marcia's
but you
already.
Know
look, she is. Oh, Jesus!
She just crawled into herself.
She just owned. She just woosahed out of the room. She's like, nope.
It doesn't have to be in watercolor.
Okay.
Just something very fine line, something very dainty. Because and
what?
Okay, so dainty for Marcia and I, and then Heather, you can get your combat boots and you can do whatever you freaking want to,
because
that's what you're going to do anyway. The design of our logo thing is off of the combination
uh-huh.
of all of the
yeah,
three of
yeah.
us. It's like we got our little combat boots
uh-huh.
with roses
yeah.
and all of the bedazzle. It's pretty.
We should do it.
But it's fierce. I like it.
I'm all ready to get it done, like down near my ankle or something.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. You know, maybe the meat of my leg somewhere.
Well, I'm kind of covering
you
up.
You are very...
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Where's the easiest place?
Your shoulder.
No, it's why
not.
Why would you say
no,
that to
not.
Her?
No, it's not. I already knew that.
That is not
the shoulder is one of your easiest places to get done.
On
well,
your
not,
shoulder?
Not, I'm sorry. I'm talking about like the top of your arm, the meatier part of your arm. I apologize.
Gotcha.
I wasn't meaning...
Okay. Like shoulder blade? Like it, that's
also
bone.
Pretty easy too. I have one right back here and it...
It did not hurt you?
No, not at all.
Nice.
Although she's been to the military.
Many
too,
years
you
ago
know,
when I was angry. So,
about the time that it would get too intense, though, I was like, just tap in. I'm staring at the ceiling. And then he's like, all right, Sister Bear, come on. Let's." And I was like, well, you just absolutely hyped me up right there. And that's all he said. He said it just like that. He goes, all right, Sister Bear, we're going just. And I'm like, we're just. Go on through it then. Let's go.
Next time we'll text her. Hold the line.
It's like every time you guys kept going bing, 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 you know,
yeah.
like it's going off. And I was like, I'd look over at Luke and I go, what did the girl say now? So he was my messenger. Anything that he might have said directed against me
okay.
because it wasn't me talking.
He did a good job.
Gotcha.
Good.
Okay.
Good. So what are we doing? How are we doing? How are we doing? Is there anything we want to talk about? Anything, any exciting things? Next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Are we excited about Thanksgiving?
We are excited, and I'm excited that I'm not cooking.
Where are you going for Thanksgiving?
I'm catering.
Oh. We are too.
I'm going to fix greens.
Okay.
But everything else is pretty much cater. My dad's cater. My dad is bringing turkey dressing and
that's catered.
I forgot what else. Ham.
Nice.
And I'm going to cater the mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. Fix the greens. Taylor's bringing mac and cheese.
Oh, so. I love that. Like, Luke looks at me and he says, Hy-Vee has a special on a whole situation and we're getting it. And I was like, but I like to cook. And he goes, no, this is what we're doing. And I was like, but I want to cook. Yeah. I mean, like, I can make some sides and stuff. This is a reason. You ready? We're not having turkey. Mm-hmm. He wants roast beef.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds so good.
He said, I do not want turkey. Mm-hmm. We're not. He goes, if we have to do turkey, because like I think his dad is one of the few ones that actually likes turkey, and he loves his dad. So I think the last time we did this, we got like a turkey breast and then just sliced it up. But then I like ham. Like this is, I'm not a huge, I do not do pork much at all, but something about a honey baked kind of ham or something glazed, like the brown sugar glaze. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. No? You want?
Yeah,
no?
Me either.
No. Okay. You don't like that?
We have ham.
Yeah.
For Christmas. I always think it's hilarious. I'm like, we celebrate the birth of the Jewish Messiah
and you
with
have
pork. I'm like, well, we're just good Gentiles. That's all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my mom does ham then, but we do turkey, although roast beef would be great too. But
yeah,
I think the turkey goes good because there's a growing number of us.
Yes. So you guys have a big family. Both of y'all do.
We have been having this fun time of when do you eat? Because families of married sides are all in town now.
Right.
Which is wonderful, which is great. So there's some lucky skunks in my family that are eating like two or three times. I'm like, you gonna what?
Yeah.
You're gonna be with her parents and you're not bringing any of that to me.
Right. But right.
No. So we're having turkey. We're having, I mean, my mom's cooking everything.
I love that.
She suckered me into making the pie.
What, apple pie?
No, just the pie crust for the pumpkin pie using the apple pie.
Okay.
Ooh.
And now I'm saying it, so now I really will have to finish doing
it.
Well, it's like you made the pie for your dad whenever he came back, right? Like the one that you talked about boiled over, but it turned out really good?
Yeah, I made it for, they were both.
Yeah.
It's both of them, one of them.
Anyways. They took off to Washington or something?
Yeah, both of them did.
Yeah.
The free trip.
Yes.
It was phenomenal.
Really good too. It's amazing. But I'm doing, I guess, the tiniest amount of cooking. But my mom loves to do the cooking. I think she says that, and I love her. But there comes a point, I don't know that she loves it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually the point that I need to get a cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'm like, she'll be like, why are you in the kitchen? Mm-hmm. I need a drink.
Yes.
And the cups are in here.
It does get intense. Yeah.
And it's usually right around that time. And she's like, get it, but be fast.
It's so much food to cook.
It is. And the timing has to be.
That part, right? Where you're like, okay, if the turkey, is it done with it? And then the stuff, and then the
I never learned that.
I think that's why Luke said no. Because we've got our family. So it's our four, and then my father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law come, so you got seven. And then we've got another family that's coming, but it's only three of them. So as big as it's going to be, it's not. Like, again, we don't have massive families like you guys do. We just adopt everybody is what happens in our world. And it's like, okay, if you don't have any place to go, just come on over to the Lance's and we'll feed you and we'll figure something out. Yeah. And if we don't have enough food, we'll fix some ramen. We'll do whatever we got to do. Be all right. You're not going to walk away hungry.
I'll call Marcia. She's catering.
I think that's what it was for us, too, though. We just have so much going on. We're packing. We're moving.
Yes.
It was just too much to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's
fair.
And it
was like, okay, dang, next week is Thanksgiving. No. Can't do it.
Yeah, but it's kind of special anyhow. Like, because it's different than what you normally do.
Yeah.
And it's different for a really good thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, let's do something different. Just
celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why add extra cooking onto all that?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
So So for all of our listeners, we pray you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Hope everything goes well with you guys.
Yeah.
And so we are going to carry on and talk about our subject, which is agitation.
Which is not Thanksgiving.
It is not Thanksgiving at all.
However, you will experience this more than likely throughout your Thanksgiving somewhat time.
Probably.
Yes.
The whole holiday season.
It's all the agitation. So let me get the ball rolling. So what even got me on this subject, and I sent you guys the video, was Sebastian is round two of four of this whole dental journey of situations of pulling things out of his head and letting other things live and grow and thrive. And I had to have a, you know, those times where Jesus has to talk to you, otherwise you're just going to just be like, I'm just mad at the world and I hate everybody. So I was like, all right, what is going on? And so he ended up getting this really, he got up to almost 102 fever. And my boy does not have, like, he doesn't get sick and he doesn't really get fevers like that. And his whole left side of his face was like red hot, like my tattoo, like just hot as hot. You just, you could tell something was happening.
Yeah.
And he's like, Mom, just something hurts. It doesn't feel right. And I'm thinking the numbing's going away. Well, maybe it's just, you know, you're just agitated or it just hurts because, you know, they pulled it. Well, the first time they did it, they took three. They only took two this time. And his adult teeth were already starting to push through. Like they're already there. And I'm thinking this should have been easier, not harder. And I said, well, good grief, buddy. I said, well, let's just figure this out. Let me wait for a second. If it starts, if it's still hurting the way that it's hurting, maybe in about, you know, a couple of hours, we'll call the dentist. Hey, something's not right. We're not sure what's going on. So he's like, okay. And I said, can I go ahead and make you some food? Because by this time, there's a lot of time, but you know how your mouth hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. You don't want to eat. So he's like, could you make me some chicken noodle soup? And I said, sure, buddy, let's do that. So make him some soup. He and I are watching a show. I'm trying to get him just to get just kind of chill. And all of a sudden, I went, changed out some laundry. He comes back and he says, Mom, look. And I said, what is that? And it was like almost, you know, those popcorn kernels whenever you're eating popcorn and then it like gets up into your gum and then it just like it hurts really bad. But it was part of his tooth.
Oh.
It had, apparently, when they put the temporary, what is it, filling cap thing on it, they pushed up, and that poor little baby tooth is so soft that, like, it sliced it, apparently. But then it shoved it up into his gum. And so, yeah, right? Yeah. And so he's... It's working its way out. This fever is like for real, like something's wrong, right? That's why God created certain things to say, hey, red flag, you're really hot. This is not okay, you know, kind of situation. And so he says like the moment it came out, because after he's chewing very lightly, but chewing, it apparently was just enough to knock whatever that was came out. And then he started feeling better again. And so,
amen.
Unfortunately, the next day, his fever flared up again. I'm just thinking he just didn't sleep well, you know, things like that. So we ended up staying home. But that being said, like, he's perfect as a peach. Everything is fine. But I was like, I was sitting there and I was like, all right, Father, what's the deal? And he said, too many times when we're agitated or things are flaring up, we're immediately going into that kumbaya, God, bring me peace and pray and blah, 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 which is good, but I'm wanting to deal with something. That agitation is your little flag to say, hey, something's not okay. Maybe take a step back. Let's figure out this what this is. And instead of being agitated or just blowing it off or whatever it is, you know, use the agitation for good as opposed to getting upset and then blowing up the whole turkey dinner, right? So so I was like, you know, we are about to walk into the holiday season. We are in the holiday season. And it is, it's like we're going to be encountering people and spaces and places, even the stuff that you had just gone through as far as all of this, the whole moving and all the things going on. It's like the agitation. It's one of those things where we know the agitation comes from the enemy, or but then it's like, but does it? Not always. It's like, hey, something's happening. So that's why I was like, let's talk about agitation, guys. Mm-hmm. How do we deal with agitation, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to people, relationships, mm-hmm. situations? What are your thoughts?
I don't traditionally deal with them very well.
With agitation. Like, oh,
agitation's in people. I usually walk away.
Agitation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we got to go. Why? Because mm-hmm. I'll hurt you.
Right.
But I'm learning.
First thought. I'm going to hurt you. You need to leave.
I need to leave.
Do you know what you say here?
I want to snap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But immediately, I remember distinctly somebody coming up to me, and this is probably over a decade plus ago, actually several decades ago, but it stuck with me. And I remember being at a church out in East Texas, right? And I was part of this group that was going out and helping with homeless, and I was also helping like with the community, with the mm-hmm. teenage groups of kids. And I'm in my 20s, like early 20s. And I remember there was a lady in our church, and we were about to go on. They were like, hey, why don't you guys just drive down mm-hmm. into Dallas, which was 5 hours away. You know, you guys just go. And she goes, you know, that whole iron sharpening iron. She goes, mm-hmm. Girl, I can't wait to get my hands on you. Mm. Right. She was just like, she was determined to kind of just be agitating and mm-hmm. to just, you know, not in that way, but just kind of like, I can't wait to have conversations mm. and I can't wait to just whatever. Right. And I said, you realize that ironing sharpened iron goes both ways. Right. And she stopped in her tracks, and I don't know what it was, but something in her just went and instantly stopped. She put all of the defenses down. She was no longer being ugly. She was no longer trying to agitate mm-hmm. and provoke. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was like, you do realize that this goes both ways. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just roll up in here mm-hmm. thinking you're going to snowball me over with your whole Jesus situation mm-hmm. and not have something like yeah. a response.
Yeah. I mean, that's a 5-hour road trip she could have got lost on.
You know, like, I just, you know, hey, you can just pull on over right
she
there.
She got lost on the 10. Sorry, she's back that way.
You know?
Stop for the bathroom, we forgot.
Yeah. Oh, like. I wondered why it was so quiet in here.
The Lord called us and we had to go, and she was still in there.
She's gone.
Oh,
you know? Yeah.
She's but sharp.
But I always think about, like, agitation, ironing sharpened iron. Luke did a big theory or a big study on it, and he's like, people think, you know, it's a clashing of the swords and the stuff, and he goes, usually it's something that has to be hit up against that's blunt
yeah.
in order to sharpen you.
Mm. Yeah.
If you think about, like, when you're sharpening those sharpening stones, yeah. that's blunt. There's nothing sharp about that thing.
Yeah, your sword and my sword smacking each other dulls it.
Like, speak on that.
It's true. If you take two weapons, especially in the time period of Jesus,
yep.
they were not actually very sharp. It was actually scary. Like, most of those weapons were just heavy. Yeah. Roman soldiers had a bit of a sharp to their blade, but the fact that it would cut through you was simply because it weighed 16 pounds to hold.
Dang.
But if you smashed sword versus sword, mm-hmm. that didn't sharpen, that pitted them, that cut them, that broke them, that damaged them,
right.
didn't actually help. Mm-hmm. In order to sharpen the iron, you have an iron stone.
Yes. Yes.
Like Luke was saying, a blunt object. And you have to, as the person holding the weapon, I'm waving it around in here. Like,
yeah.
there's nobody to see me waving yes. my arm around.
Yes.
But as the person holding the weapon, you have to take the weapon, place it on the stone, mm-hmm. and grate it along the side.
Ooh.
So really, the iron sharpening iron is really me forcing myself to be sharpened
yeah.
by someone, not me walking over and pounding you with my yeah. awesome and amazing knowledge.
Right. Right.
Lord, it's discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
I just said that and it hurt. That hit me. Anyways, but it's willfully allowing yourself to be scraped along
yeah.
so things drop off.
Oh, boy. Man, I get when I think about agitation, and willingly allowing something to happen. So when I think about agitation, I immediately think of maybe like a little tag in your shirt.
Something that irritates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the immediate thought is just cut it off and be done with the problem. But then still there's that little snub that's just there unless you deal with it all the way.
Yes.
You know, it's still going to be there. And then I switch my thinking to times where my kids, they agitate each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to get under their skin. But it never fixes the problem.
Right.
So the problem is never fully, completely fixed until they actually begin to deal with the root.
Yep.
And so they actually begin to deal with the situation until you really get deep down into the seam of the shirt, cut it off.
Yes.
Or the root of the actual issue.
Right.
And deal with it.
Yeah.
So even in Sebastian's case.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing had to be dealt with.
Yes.
In order for him to begin to find some relief.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about us trying to deal with the situation by ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we're going to need something deeper.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, we need spiritual, but that deeper something is something I don't think that we have the capacity to do all the time.
Right.
We're going to need something different or something bigger, something better.
I like what you said. This was probably, I don't know, a couple of podcasts ago, but you were like I know that I have talked about the necessity of an enemy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you had said, I don't know exactly how you said it, Marcia, but I remember you basically talking about how we need to have an adversary at times to be the thing that provokes us to move,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
To mm-hmm. do the thing that we need to do.
Yeah.
And because ultimately, if we do not deal with the agitation, because you're talking about a tag, you know what I think of when mm-hmm. I think of agitation? I think of like one of those ingrown hairs that starts festering and it pusses up and then it hurts and you don't want to touch it. But like if you touch it, then it just hurts worse.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't deal with it, it's just going to continue to just fester and mm-hmm. get pussy and get that's disgusting, right? That's disgusting. But then you're going to get sick. Something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to. You have to go in and it's going to hurt,
yeah.
right? Like it hurts one way or the freaking other. So deal with it, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, take your little tweezers and you get in there and get that hair, pull it right out,
mm-hmm.
squish out that junk. Cause you could pull out the agitation, but you still have to deal with the effects mm-hmm. of the agitation.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about like the roots, your
yeah.
face is getting grossed
yeah,
out. I'm
like,
sorry. But you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You have to deal with the just basically whatever has happened with that. It's like all of a sudden I was like, I just went blank on what is the word? The residue.
Mm.
The residue of the stuff. It's like here, take it, squeeze it, get it out, create whatever healing you gotta create mm-hmm. there, whatever medicine, whatever it is. But you've got to do what you've got to do. Administer the medicine so that way the healing can come from the inside out
yeah.
as opposed to just dealing with the symptom.
Yeah.
Dealing with just, I'm just going to cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to cut off the tag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut off the person.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute. Why are we cutting off people? You know what I mean? Like, unless God says something, like, why are you so quick to cut off people? What are we doing right now?
And it doesn't go away.
Mm. And it does not go
you
away.
You cut off that tag, it still rankles. You'd be like, I left them alone. Why they keep yeah. popping up in my prayer life?
Man.
Oh,
but you know,
yes.
I think it's funny. We all think of different things. I thought also hair related.
Yeah.
For agitations, when you get a haircut.
Yeah.
And you know you can't go right home and shower.
Yes.
And it's just like it invades.
Yes.
Everywhere. Like, why does my foot itch? Like, why do I feel like I have a little bit of hair down in my shoe? Like,
yes.
I know mentally that's not possible.
Right, right.
But you know, you just, and you're like, I can't go home right away. I got other things to do.
Yes.
So you've washed your face off. You've tried to clean out your ears. They've done that. They've blow dried it across
yes.
your whole body.
Oh, yes.
Because, anyways.
And then it gets stuck in the fabrics of your shirt.
Oh, it does. And it just is. And so for like however much longer before you shower,
yes.
you got to walk around and you're just like, and you start scratching.
Mm.
Like I'll scratch at myself because I'm like, because it's in there, but it's not, the hair is there, but it's
yeah.
not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's the memory. I don't know.
Like, yeah.
And
yes.
it's just, and it like feels like it's getting in your ears
mm-hmm.
and it feels like it's, you know, tickling your neck. And then suddenly I don't know why it's on the back of your knee.
Right.
And like just that little thing though, it's not big.
Yeah.
It's nothing hard.
Yeah.
And you're like, and it's not going to ruin your day, right, but it's going to piss you off.
Yes.
So that you're just a sweet little gem of the Lord Jesus to every human being you come across.
Right.
You know, you're like, somebody else would be like, hi. And you're like, hey, yep, an itch burn. And you know, and it's like, honestly, just go home and take a shower. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Change your clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bring
yeah.
a different shirt.
Right.
But it's, if you do nothing,
mm-hmm.
it will continue. It won't kill you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it will cause you to become more and more and more out of sorts, yes, until you do something
mm-hmm.
that you regret.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Like light your shirt on fire, or you know what I mean? Like,
right,
it will
right.
cause you to then lash out stupidly at anybody
mm-hmm. right.
or a car or, you know, all because yeah. your neck itches.
Yeah.
And, you know, and God's like, take a bath.
Yeah.
Just shower it off.
Holy. Deal with it properly.
You know, yeah, yes. He's like, just, you know, just put a little soap on it.
Yes.
But it's not, like, for me, agitation is not something that in my head is a thing that, like, would change my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll let it change my whole life because it's just irritating enough.
Yeah.
It'll change my day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nothing that really should be this deep mm-hmm. source of discomfort.
Yeah.
Unless I am allowing it to remain there mm-hmm. to be that deep source of discomfort.
Right.
But there are times I call it, like, when I've moved on to different things, I've called it, it's the holy agitation.
Mm-hmm.
Where God will be like, I'm going to let you just be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing bad's gonna happen. Yeah. I'm just gonna make you be uncomfortable until you change.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's it. We're gonna leave it there. I'm not walking away from you, mm-hmm. but I'm also not like revealing my face to you.
Yeah.
You're just gonna Ooh. Be uncomfortable
yeah.
until you change. And wow. usually it's something he already told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's been like, I've been waiting for you to seek me.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to tell you. He's like, I told you that 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, well, now you can okay. be agitated.
Yeah.
So for me, wow. I've always found that, like, agitation is just this little thing that I'm like, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it's me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put blame on everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's me. And usually it's God going, all right, I'll just leave you there.
Yeah.
Won't kill you, but you'll change something one way or the other. We'll change.
Yeah.
So that's what it kind of sounds like. What it boils down to is that when you're agitated, not that there's not a situation
mm-hmm.
that is there to agitate you, but it could be us needing to look within ourselves.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we don't just have to allow everything to be an agitation.
Oh, no.
Right.
There's things you can do to deal with it properly. And if you decide that you're not going to deal with it properly, then you're just going to be agitated. So
right.
then that's you.
Right. Yeah. And, right.
And it's a good way to look at it. It's like, why did it yesterday not agitate you and today it does?
That See, those things, that part, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where all mm-hmm. of a sudden you're going,
why?
What?
And I Wait think sometimes it's God going, hey, I told you
mm-hmm.
it's time to step into something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I told you to forgive so-and-so or yeah. to forgive yourself and you're just not doing it. So
yeah.
now you get to be irritated. Mm-hmm. But I for me, I found that little agitation is mm-hmm. oftentimes it's God going, I will sit here
mm-hmm.
and let you throw your temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not changing the crib. It's time for you to learn how to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Like, and he's like, I did nothing to change this. You just won't change.
Yeah.
To be more of the person you're supposed to be.
Okay. Which is natural anyway, because when yeah. we are growing, the clothes that we wore back when we were 10 are not the same clothes that we're going to wear
mm-hmm.
when we're adults,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right?
Like, there should be a natural progression. You've got all of the kiddos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how many times have we heard, I know Sebastian, who is the constant growth, and Gabri too,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know what it is about shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Why are your feet freaking
Goodness.
Growing every
two month.
Weeks. What is going on right
yeah,
now?
A couple weeks.
I literally bought him jeans a month ago. Do you know where they are now? They're up to here.
The high wires.
Of course.
I'm like going,
it's crazy.
What are we doing right now?
Yeah.
But it's one of those where it's like, I am now officially uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, because a lot of times people are going to be like, what? I wouldn't call it agitation. Like, I'm not irritated. I'm not agitated by people. It's just like, just something just, I don't click with these people anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's called growth.
Mm-hmm.
That's called maybe God's doing something. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, again, cutting somebody off. Or maybe, why is it that I'm not quite clicking? Like, there's times where we're in seasons. The three of us will look at each other. It's like, okay, for the most part, we always have something to say, mm-hmm. right? But there might be times, I'll use me and my husband, for example. There's times where it's like, you might look at Cecil. I look at Luke. Actually, just recently. I'm like, do you still want to do this with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, I need you to maybe show me that you mm-hmm, want to do this
mm-hmm,
with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? Because right now, it's not even, it's like we're agitated or irritated with each other. It just feels like all of a sudden, it's just like, hey, what are we doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the people that are in your life, are you still choosing these people?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still deciding that I'm going to grow with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to just say, oh, well, I've outgrown you, Heather, so, you know, we're not going to be besties anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, no, don't do that.
I'm just kidding.
But it's one of those things where it's like, no, it's like, hey, how can I spur you on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I could see where the three of us are constantly cheering each other on mm-hmm. and getting excited about mm-hmm. what's going on with each other, even in those hard spaces and those hard moments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the phone with both of you the other day, mm-hmm. you especially. Like, I'm all like, listen, what are we doing, Marsha? Yeah. I just what the heck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then another situation popped up, and I'm calling Heather.
Yeah.
And I'm going, what the living freak right now in the same day. But it's like, no, Marsha's going to reach me with this one,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the agitation that's happening inside of me, you can speak to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Holy Spirit, give me my, I can do this by myself, Marsha. Yeah, you can, Dina, mm-hmm. but you know, how about I shoulder it with you?
Yeah.
How about we knock up against this thing together
right. mm-hmm.
so that way that 14-pound sword isn't so flipping heavy mm-hmm. that we can shoulder it together.
Yeah.
Heather, like, crap, this is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Let's have a conversation mm-hmm. about it, Dina. Why does this agitate you? Well, shoot, it's me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The one situation has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's righteous indignation. The one with Heather, I'm going, well, crap, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm irritated because
mm-hmm.
I'm irritated.
Right.
This is about me. I got to fix it.
Yep.
So it's like having discernment enough in our lives to stand back and say, sometimes it's fixing the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's cutting it off. Sometimes it's, you have to go inside. You got to figure out what's going on.
We
got really good at that for a while. We haven't had this issue. I was going to say, or sometimes, I think I just walked into the mic. Sorry.
You're good.
Or sometimes it is straight up growth.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Like, my nephew, my youngest nephew, is learning to walk.
Yay.
Yay. He knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Boy would just not do it.
He's like cute.
He knows.
I will carry him anywhere, everywhere.
You will. For a while, he's a heavy little dude.
He is heavy. He's a linebacker.
He knows how to walk, mm-hmm. but he also knows he's cute.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And so he knows, I'm going to get a ride.
Yes.
But guess what? Mom can't pick him up as mm-hmm. much as she used to. Mm-mm. She got another one.
She's big pregnant.
She's big pregnant. She is. And so she's like, I just can't. And I'm like, well, then you make him walk.
Yeah.
I said, you don't make him, like, he is one and a half. Yeah. Nobody's over there. Like, but like, you put your finger out, he's going to use it to walk.
That's right.
I love that.
But like, you know, sometimes you just have to be like, he'll come over and he'll look at me and he'll put his hands out. And he looks so cute. Aww. And go, bat, you know, and I'll go, okay, walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pick you up.
Yes.
Let's walk together. And sometimes I know it irritates him because he has to go a lot slower.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes when you're walking Ooh. Into something new, you got to go slower.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to just start running.
Yeah.
And That's so we sometimes are like, I am running at a good pace right mm-hmm. here.
Yes.
But if I step into this, I got to learn how to walk all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I got to learn how to figure out how to be around God all over again mm-hmm. in a different way.
Wow.
If I'm comfortable with this little jog I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's like, I'm not.
Yeah.
So wow. I'm going to keep moving, and you can just be a little agitated until you decide that it's worth falling down and getting up again and
that's
falling
so
down.
Good.
And so, good. But we do that as grown-ups to children. After a while, you have to be like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. You can walk to me.
Yes.
I'm not going to pick you up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
to some degree.
Yes.
Yeah. But before anybody thinks, yes, I do pick him up and I love him dearly.
Gosh,
but
he's so cute.
He is. Gosh, if he was just not as cute, it would be a lot easier. All them babies are cute.
Yeah, they are.
They're cute babies.
But the thing is sometimes God is like, I'm growing.
That's good.
And I want you to grow too. I want you to grow in me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You're going to have to learn a different walk.
You're going to have to. Yeah. You are going to have to.
Yep.
And but if we decide not to change, then
right, and he's like, I'm not gonna forget you. I'm not gonna leave you alone if you just refuse to change. But I'm also not gonna be as close as you feel like I was once before. Why? Because I'm moving.
Yeah,
I'm not moving away from you, but I will be moving, and you're gonna have a harder time catching up because you refuse to change.
But because he's a good father, because he's a good God, the agitation will stay.
Right.
Because he doesn't want you to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's why I was thinking, I was like, you know, agitation is not a bad thing.
No.
Like I said it in that video. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, agitation really isn't as bad as we think it is.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's in the most negative of situation, you're like, this person is aggravating. They're just, Jesus, this is not happening. Mm-hmm. We are not, this is not whatever, blah, blah, blah. Right. But it's like, yeah, I'm making them irritating because you don't need to be in this company.
There you go.
Right? Or whatever it is. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We need that discernment because there's the other flip side of it that says, no, I'm going to bring this person along.
Yeah.
Because you need to grow. And this is a good person for you to grow with. And you're like, I don't like this person. It's like, ah. They're going to be your best friend here.
Oh, goodness.
It's like those vet reels that you send me and Luke all the time, Heather, it's like, you are not going to like these people. And it's like, why are you going to have me go to these people? Mm. But then you're going to love these people. Mm-hmm. Why do I love this person so much? You know,
it's trauma bonding.
Oh, shoot.
And then you're going to go to another group of people and you won't like them as much. Mm. And then you'll trauma bond with them too.
You know? But it's true. It's like about that time that you go through something. Mm-hmm. You go through something.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you look to that person and you go, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say that you aren't somebody else's agitation?
Oh, I know. I piss people off.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yes.
Like, we're over here going like, I mean, I know I am. I'm very holy about it. I'm like, Lord, not that one. We don't click. We don't do well together,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here thinking like, yeah, because they drive me nuts. They irritate me. Mm-hmm. And he's, well, what if you irritate them?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me? What if I'm their agitation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I actually get a little excited about that. But but you're right. Sometimes God's like, I'm going to send you because you two need each other. You're both broken, bent, twisted weirdos.
Yes.
Need to hang out with each other.
Yes.
Because you're broken, bent in different ways.
Yes.
And you're going to help uncork yourselves and untwist yourselves back to a semi-decent line. But
yes.
We don't get to pick who those people are always.
Wow. That's true.
And there are people who it's an agitation because God is like, no.
Yeah.
And then there are people who it's an agitation because God is like, yes.
It's okay.
So, and I think it's learning to decide which one's what is what.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there are people, places, things where God's like, I'm going to annoy you enough that you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But he will, if you listen, he will add to that after a while. And it won't be an irritation.
It's
it will be, why are you irritated? Is it because you don't like what they say about you, or you don't like how they talk about God, or the scenario, or like, because there is an agitation about me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily like when you correct me.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that agitation where God is going, this is a line.
Yeah.
And you should not cross this.
Yeah.
And there's a difference. There's a difference in your spirit.
Yeah.
And there's a difference in the way things are said when you get to that point. Because God will be like, okay, I'll let it agitate you. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to let it warn you.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
You know, then it becomes a warning, like, hey, this is dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he'll be like, oh. And it's still, he won't leave you, but he'll be like, I can't inhabit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you won't hang around with me.
I think that's what it is, long enough to warn you enough.
Yeah.
And then when you decide you're not going to heed the warning, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
If you're just not going to change you so that I can change the situation, then you've put yourself in a situation to just allow yourself to continue to be agitated.
Yeah.
So we don't have to stay in continued agitation. We just got to heed the warnings.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's like if you don't pull that piece of the tooth out of your gum, mm-hmm. there'll be a come a warning. And first you get the fever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they got to cut into your gum to pull it out. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Or it becomes blood poisoning. Or,
it can become extreme.
It will get worse.
Yep.
It will not just stay ow.
Yeah.
Like, it will become, as the person has to go to the dentist on Monday. Whew.
Telling you. Anyway. I'll let you borrow Sebastian. He will hold your hand. Be all right.
I might need it. But it will not, an agitation that is a warning from God will never just stay a little irritant.
Right.
Yeah.
If it will get stronger.
Yep.
Because he loves us.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
You know, it's not because he doesn't want to hurt you. He wants you to not be destroyed.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you need to get slapped a little, it's like a parent. If your kid runs into traffic and you grab them by the arm and you hurt their shoulder, grabbing them by the arm, mm-hmm. well, it's better than being dead, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like,
There you go.
The intent was never to harm your child. The intent was to save their life.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, their movement, your movement caused a dislocated shoulder. But hey. They're not on the side of a car.
Right.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Hmm. Yeah.
What are your other thoughts? It's like you're thinking
about
that.
No, that's it.
She got
that. That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
As good?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we say this one before Thanksgiving.
You will be agitated.
You're going to be agitated. You just are because you're growing. And I think if we have in our mindset, because I've been asking the Holy Spirit to start changing my mindset on how I see things, genuinely, right? Like, and I was like, because I think I even told you guys, I said, I almost sound like a masochist at this point because I'm like, bring it on. Bring me all the agitation. Bring me all the hard, right? Like, you remember I was walking around with you guys going, God, just show me the hard. Just show me the hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be hyper spiritual. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Father, I want to deal with the things that need to be dealt with so that way our friends and my family can be set free. Yeah. So we're not walking around sick, because I know what it is to walk with Jesus and be sick at the same time. And that's not comfortable. There's nothing good about that. That's deceptive, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want my friends and my family to be deceived, and I don't want to be deceived, and I don't want to walk around. So it's like, Father, show me what the agitation is. Show me what the agitation is, so that way, whether the agitation is I get to be the agitator, right? Like, we kept talking about that sometimes we are the agitator. Sometimes we're the ones flipping the table, right? And then there's other times where it's like, Father, what is it? Why? Show me the why. Mm-hmm. So it's like when we go into this holiday season, when we go into we have the family coming in and we have people that we're encountering that maybe we don't gel with particularly, or they just have maybe even just kind of different ideas. Mm-hmm. It's maybe don't be so quick to be agitated. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they don't think the way that I do. They don't see the way that I do. They don't hear the way that I do. Okay, how about you show them how to love in spite of the agitation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a whole mature situation.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole other space. Like, doesn't that person irritate you? Mm. Yeah, a little bit. But I love them.
Yeah.
I gotta love them. Because, like, I'm encountering children all the time. I'm encountering teachers, administration. Agitate the absolute crap out of me. And if any one of you guys are listening right now, I apologize. But you do. Right?
They have these stupid rules.
I mean, but doesn't that work in your own house sometimes?
In your own house.
With your own kids, your own husband. I mean, we're together a lot.
Right.
We're going to find some irritation, some irritating points.
So these are the moments. I like that you said that, right? So in our own houses, Marcia, okay? You got You got growing kids constantly. Yeah. You got grown kids. You got growing kids. Mm-hmm. You have the constant. You have the grandbabies, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure, the grandbabies are perfect and they don't irritate you not one time, right?
So yes. Sweet.
As I say that with rolled eyes and all the things. So it's one of those, but it's those situations where it's like it creates an opportunity mm-hmm. for everybody to grow.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Everybody to grow in that space. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's like, you know, because it's like, this is my house. This is my rules. It's my way or the mm-hmm. highway, and there's no way. And then there's other times where the Holy Spirit goes, no. This is my house, mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. This is my, like the Holy Spirit, like this is my house. Mm-hmm. You've asked me to inhabit your home, and I'm going to irritate you with mm-hmm. your children to grow you so that way they can continue to grow. Because mm-hmm. I told you that one time where I'm like literally flipping out Gabriel's going cross country and doing all the things. Mm-hmm. And he's like, how can she trust you if you don't trust me? Mm-hmm. She's got to see in you how to trust me mm-hmm. by trusting her in me.
Yeah.
What?
It's
why?
Growing. Yeah.
It's growing.
It's growing.
It's a new growth that you needed to do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I mean, parents, they gotta grow as their kids grow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do.
Sincerely.
I would say, like, everybody. Yeah. I'm not a parent, but, like, everybody has a thing. I have the weirdest thing when I go home. I tell my parents, like, what I'm doing for the week. Why do they don't need to know? Like, mm-hmm. it's almost like my mom one day, she's like, you don't have to ask us for permission. I'm like, I know. I forgot. 41. Like, like, that's right. I'm grown.
Yes.
But it is a growing thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a growing thing that we all have to do.
It's true. It's and a real situation.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
It's not easy. It's not always fun, but it's beautiful.
Yes. Yes. So embrace the agitation for the coming season. He smells my tattoo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm completely wrapped, but I think he's trying to get to me to make
He'll
me feel better.
Like it.
Blessing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby.
That way he won't be my agitation right now.
Because he's like, he is trying to get so up into my sleeve. No, buddy, I'm okay.
Oh, that's so
I am
sweet.
Okay.
Did not care that much when mine was done.
Aw. Well, I'm his Dina.
You're strong.
I do
you
these all the time.
Like, oh, yeah, that's what we do.
He's like, my Dina, she's fragile. I am not that fragile. Oh, very, very sweet. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to embrace we're going to embrace the suck. We're going to embrace the agitation.
Yeah, for your sake.
For your sake.
And the sake of other people.
Come on. Come on. Yeah. I mean, this is something that I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to learn this. Well, so that way I don't, I think when we go inside and we figure out what is the source and the roots of some of the agitations.
Mm-hmm.
The growth comes, and then the agitations start to kind of fall away, right? Mm-hmm. And then it helps everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be better so other people around me can be better too.
Yeah. And then even embracing that, I mean, we got to make sure we understand the agitation is real. So you can't just say, oh, it's not there and it's not a big deal.
No.
So, I mean, there's got to be things that you're doing to deal with that.
Yes.
You know, so, like, what are some things that we're doing to deal with the agitation? I guess for me, I would say first, admitting, oh, no, you're agitating. This is agitating.
Yes. Yes.
So, admitting it.
Yeah.
And then saying, okay, what do I need to do to get through this? Or what can I do to get through this?
Yes.
Especially with the holiday season coming up. Like, what are your favorite things maybe to do? Maybe it's a puzzle. Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's a step outside.
Mine is the gym. Mine is constantly the gym.
Smoking and liquor. Amen.
Yeah. No, what?
Hey, listen, we don't judge.
We don't judge. If that's your thing, maybe find another thing. Maybe something a little bit more healthy. I just, from the gym rat, I'm just going to say just maybe a little more healthy. Something a little less
from
nicotine.
The previous smoker and liquor girl, I'm jealous and agitated with you.
No. Journal. I know you're our big journaler.
Yeah.
Journaler.
Thank you. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I know that's what you do. You mm-hmm. do a lot of writing. Mm-hmm. You said that you're like, and you are really good about making sure that you, and I keep saying you, Marsha,
yeah.
That you create space to get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a coworker just yesterday. Okay, because remember I got roped in for the morning.
We'll talk about that.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You made it. It's not agitating at all. I was available. It was good. It worked out fine. But it was like I was talking to the coworker, and she's like, I remember my grandma telling me, you know what? Before everybody else gets up, if you want to be successful in this, you got to be the one that gets up first.
Mm-hmm.
Take that time that's quiet. And I said, I would have to agree. Mm-hmm. I don't always want to.
Mm-hmm.
My time that my body naturally wakes up anymore, guys. And I used to say, okay, like we're talking about menopause. We've talked about perimenopause. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the different things. But genuinely, my mind wakes up about 3 o'clock every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what do you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to talk about? And it's not even necessarily what do you want to talk about, but just, Father, what do you just want to be with me?
What are you saying? Yeah. What are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you just want to come into this space with me.
So yeah.
Yeah. Like it's just rough. Mm-hmm. I get up about that time. Not even, I'm usually laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And then about the time my alarm goes off about 4:30, 5 o'clock. And it's like, okay, what are we going to do? I know.
So early.
I don't. Listen, Luke and I are trying to master getting up and getting out and getting to the gym.
Okay.
We have succeeded twice.
I get that up at early. That time.
You're trying to get there by 5?
We want to be there by 5. Yeah. So that way we can get in a good solid, just even if it's just going for a walk, getting our bodies moving, getting our mindset. Mm. Even talking to the tattoo guy today, he's like, because you know, we're walking in our, you see me, I'm in my gym clothes. And he's like, you know, what'd you guys do today? And I said, I knew I needed to get on a treadmill. I got on a treadmill for like 30 minutes. Then we worked out with some weights for about 20, 30 minutes. And then we went and had some breakfast. And then we showed up. And I said, I wanted to do that. So number one, I could be right in my head. Because that's usually when God starts talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
He like calmed me down.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to make sure that I had all my wiggles out. So that way I could be peaceful for you. Because this is going to be agitating.
Mm-hmm.
Creating this tattoo, creating something beautiful is going to be agitating.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there's a process to this. So I wanted to be able to say, I can be at peace in my mind and I could already have this space.
Yeah.
And so if during the holidays in life, take that extra time. You know that you're going to have extra family coming in. I'm going to take an extra walk with Albus,
right?
You're going to do whatever you got to do. You said you guys went for a mile and a half today, right? Like, do what you got to do to create a space of peace.
Yeah.
Because agitation is coming.
Agitation is coming.
I like, recently, I've been learning, especially when it comes to... that sounds terrible. People, like when people agitate me.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm premenopausal. Okay.
Right.
It happens. It's a real thing.
Yes.
I try. God has been teaching me to try and look at the bigger picture.
Mm.
For some of these people, I'm never going to see them again.
Yeah.
So if I'm irritated with you, who cares? You don't care.
Yeah.
You might even enjoy it, but you don't care because we are never going to see each other again.
Right.
Other people, we're going to be in each other's lives forever. Is this something that I can set aside?
That's good.
As a minor annoyance?
Yeah.
Or is this something that we have to have a conversation about and say, hey, look, when you do this, it really bothers me.
Yeah.
Because on both sides of a friendship, that probably should happen from time to time.
Agreed.
And then there are some people where I'm like, how many more holidays, times that I get to share with you do I have? Am I going to let this go simply because I want to remember the good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of it is like, for one, like with my grandmother, it's sometimes very, my mom's mom is sometimes very agitating because she simply doesn't remember things.
Yeah.
This is completely and utterly out of her control.
Right.
But to the perimenopausal woman,
it's
very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost take it personal.
You do.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do. It's very easy to start taking that personal, and then you have to stop and think, she would love to if she could remember. She just can't.
Aww.
And so, and it's like, I'm going to set aside, I'm going to, you know, like purposefully try to set this aside because how many more holidays do I get to to call you or to see you or to talk to you. And it's not a morbid thing, but it is a let's be realistic.
No, that's real.
That's yeah. something you don't want to have to sit back someday and
regret.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it, when it's just a mere thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh. But agitation can also be a point of healing.
That's mm-hmm. good.
Because sometimes you have to get stuff
that's true.
Out. Mm-hmm. And it has to be not out like dumped on somebody, but yeah. out like let's air this mm-hmm. so it can heal.
Yes.
And sometimes God allows that agitation because he wants better for you. He yeah. wants you to heal.
Yes.
And so those are things I try to remember. Most of the time that flies out the window and I'm really just very snippy with my poor mother.
Oh.
She's probably stepping back.
Sometimes we will snip each other and then we'll come back like 5 to 10 minutes later. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm very sorry.
Aww.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we should really just somehow catch it beforehand. But
I love that.
But it doesn't always happen because yes. you're human.
Yes.
It's true.
Embrace the fact that you're going to be human.
Yes.
Acknowledge that with a season, a holiday season, where annoyance and agitation just come hand in hand, apologies can do.
That's a good one, yeah.
So good.
Just,
I'm
sorry.
Just apologize. Yeah, like, so not good. Flippantly, you yeah. know, but yeah. but apologize. Like, give it a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Be like, this was on me.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know why I even feel like this right now, but I do.
Yes.
And I'm very sorry. And mm-hmm. It was an unfair expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was an unfair scenario. I put you in whatever.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And
yes.
And just apologize.
Yes.
That's it.
Because
it's okay.
And then eat a cookie.
You know, because I was with Gabriel. I think I told you guys this already. Like, well, I was with Gabriel, or maybe, anyway, I was about to cut myself off. Try not to do that, perimenopause. It's real.
Another thought came in.
It's real, it's real. But we went over to my in-laws, helped them out with some things. And Gabriel and I went to go pick up lunch. Mm. And I was driving Luke's car. I was like, Gabriel, you're going to drive your car, right? And she goes, psh, I'm the kid. You get to drive. I was like, and so I'm trying not to get like agitated. And I said, okay. And I looked at Luke and I was like, you're going to stay here to help with your parents. Mm-hmm. Gabriel and I'll go get food. I'll drive the car. I have driven my husband's car twice, y'all. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all have seen, Marcia in particular, seen the inside of that car. Mm-hmm. It's its own little spaceship.
Yeah.
I don't know the flip how to figure this thing out.
It's so bullshit.
I'm getting agitated because I'm having to learn something different, uh-huh. right? And I'm steadily, and he's like, oh yeah, babe, we got to get gas. And I'm like,
I don't even know what side it's on.
I'll get the gas. That's fine. You take care of your folks. Wasn't a big deal. I wasn't even agitated at him. I was agitated, I think, at the situation. I was agitated at my own insecurity, my own lack of knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting hot. Like hot flashes, hot. And I'm seeing myself moving a little more jerky and all the things. And I'm getting the fuel gauge and I'm like, I don't even know how to open the stupid tank and the things. And it's one of the, where you just push it and do this. And I'm like, and I finally just, I grabbing my purse and it's by Gabriel's hands as I smack myself with the microphone, right? And the things. And I grab it and I stop and she just kind of watching. And I had to stop. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mom, are you okay? No. I want to blame my hormones, but I'm not going to give it that much voice. I'm just kind of irritated with everything right now, Gabriel, and I apologize. And that's not okay. And what it does as the parent, okay, even with you and your mom, right? Like, as the parent, I get to show my kid, even if my kid's 41, my kid is 21, right?
Yeah.
I get to show my kid in that moment, hey, I'm gonna teach you how to get past some of the agitation. Mm-hmm. We're gonna expose it for what it is. Mm-hmm. We're gonna vocalize it. I'm not gonna give it any more. It doesn't get to dictate to us right now yeah. what's happening. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I don't like how you make your stuffing. You don't have to tell somebody mm-hmm. you don't like mm-hmm. how they make the stuffing. Yeah. But if all of a sudden grandmama over here, like you said, Heather, is trying to tell you, Marsha, how to make your greens.
Yeah.
God forbid. I want to sit and eat some popcorn and watch that happen, is all I can tell you. But in those moments, it's okay to let something go.
Woo, help me, Jesus. There's a greens war in my house. Everything's given. So I don't... Y'all going to have to pray for me.
Really? So apparently that was prophetic.
Wow. There's a greens war.
Me and my dad go head to head.
Do you need like an outside source to test both and say who's who? I'm scared, though. I wouldn't want to do it.
I think we neck and neck. You got to tell me how to fix my greens. I said, I'm not going to tell you how to fix your greens. Don't tell me how to fix my greens.
She's manifesting.
I was about to say, I was going to try and pull the phone up real quiet. Like,
agitation.
And videotape
that. She is agitated.
But she's already agitated. And you just said greens. That's
you
it.
You fix your greens. I'll fix my greens. Stay at the kitchen.
See, now that sounded a little bit like my mom, but not with greens.
You didn't fix yours, y'all fix mine, and we'll just see who likes what. And maybe, you know what? We're going to just maybe just leave that right there.
Blessings.
Marsha's going to figure out her agitation. She's going to be okay.
Hey, Marsha, a friend of mine said it's good to journal some of those.
I'm going to figure that out. Jesus, what is up with these greens?
Just a week to get it figured out, so I'll get it figured out.
Be okay.
I feel like I'm going to get a knock at the door. She could be out there with two pans of greens. Try one. I'm not telling you which one's which. Try it and say which one's better, and I'm like, I would be afraid to do that. I would say they're the same, and then she would probably dump them on me.
Oh, it would be bad.
No, not the green. Too much work.
Oh no! We gotta try these greens.
Greens, when they're done good, done right.
I'm telling you, I was messed up because the greens that were put in front of me
when they were not.
I'm like, I will turn my nose up to them.
They can mess you up though if you. Like, mm-hmm. Anyways.
And that's what happened to me.
Do you eat spinach?
I do eat spinach.
Okay, so just think about it as that. You have to try maybe just a forkful
this
year.
Can you make me
food
profit, like properly?
I am. Because I got you.
Because you have made plates. Listen, you have made plates for my daughter.
Yeah.
She's eaten the proper greens mm-hmm, and the mac and mm-hmm. cheese. Bestie,
yeah,
I still have not had these.
Now
you have given me. Now listen, I trump Heather because you have made me listen. You have to have an organ removed for Marsha to give you these chicken wings. I'm telling kinda, you, this you is know, how love, this is how I got them because my gallbladder. Remember, you guys came over and I'm laughing hard, and I said, "You have to leave me, woman, because you are hurting me laughing so hard." And she brought me wings, and I almost killed my child and her friends because they decided they wanted to partake.
I would love wings, but I don't know if I want to lose a body part.
No.
For them.
I'm just
saying. Like, no, I mean, I'm sure they're good.
Marshes are worth losing an organ. I'm just saying.
That's going to be wings, mac and cheese, and greens on the table at my new house.
Let's do that.
Yes. So now the mac and cheese.
We're making it happen.
I love mac and cheese.
Yeah.
But my mom makes the best
mac
and cheese.
Oh, boy.
It is.
Now, see, I don't mess around with the mac and cheese because everybody has their
own.
Their own
different.
So it just depends
on the
person's
preference.
Yeah.
Hers is not like, it's got like breadcrumbs and stuff. It's not like the creamy.
Yeah, I got you.
But I like them both. Like, yeah. I'm like, you could put one on that plate, one on this plate. Mm-hmm. I would eat both. I would be stopped up for weeks because of all the cheese. I wouldn't even be apologetic. Like, I love. So I'm like, if it's made good.
Yeah.
I try not to put them together against each other, but yeah.
That's like good stuff. I like it. So. See? Agitation.
Yeah, it would be a different kind of agitation.
Agitation brings growth. Because now you have this amazing competitiveness.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's turn it. See, there you go. You can use the agitation for growth.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, my dad has really great greens.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is better.
Yeah.
Not
but
sure.
Yeah,
was he the one that taught? Was he the one that taught you how to make
maybe
greens at the beginning?
Oh,
no,
well.
Listen, no, it's so okay. So there's is that
gotta give them dues to the dad.
There you go. All right, Dad. There you go. I just helped you.
There you go.
Gotta give dues to the person who did it. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, Use the agitation for good.
Amen.
And not evil.
Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Yes? Happy Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the agitation. Mm-hmm. I'm excited when this heals, because beauty comes out of the agitation. Growth comes out of the agitation.
That's right.
Good comes out of the agitation. And even if that is, yes, there are times where you have to cut stuff out.
Yes.
But it's good. All right, guys. We'll see you next time in The Real.